Hey everybody, and welcome to Rabbit's Rumblings, podcast 405. This time I don't have too much to say. I did get a new game for me, which is actually about 2 years old, which is Evil West. So I have a little bit to say about that. I've only played about 3 hours, I think, so I'm not even probably fully through the tutorial section yet. And then just yesterday for me, the new Destiny season started, so I have a tiny bit to say about its new Onslaught mode, as well as a few general thoughts. And that's all I have for this time. Hopefully, you'll enjoy the show. So the first thing I have to talk about is what I would call probably a AA game. It was probably initially designed just as a console game and got a PC port just because they could, because it has a lot of sort of console elements. Nothing bad, but the level design is very much you're going this direction whether you want to or not. And maybe there's a little bit of hidden paths to decide to get extra money or a special collectible thing, but nothing, you know, super serious. You're just going kind of the one direction. It is a pretty cool idea in that it is set in sort of an alternate history for us. I think that Divergence started probably in the late 1700s or early 1800s, and that is that vampires became sort of a very big deal. And so since then, and I think the game takes place around the 1860s, sort of a society has evolved to fight the vampires. They've gotten some pretty interesting tech. So your main character is a combination of Old West slash steampunkish devices to fight vampires. And that's pretty much the game. From what I've seen so far, there are sort of two different styles to it. One is your wandering around, looking around, and fighting sort of minion bad guys. And that's a little bit more free-flowing in terms of how you fight them and the encounters you'll face. And then I think I'm on my third sort of big bad guy fight. But an interesting thing to it is it's sort of like the most recent God of War games in that it is action-based, but it is also kind of more strategic, I would call it. It's not quite Souls-like in that you have to, you know, watch out and perfectly time and perfectly dodge, but it does have that element of you want to spend a second to line up the bad guy, and then, you know, do you do the shot that hits him really hard and puts him in the air, and then you can shoot him in the air, or do you do sort of the charging run punch and sort of push him back? And when you get the ability to block, you have to block at a specific time, and then it creates a vulnerability, and then you want to do like the punch, punch, punch attack really quickly. And so it's more about timing your abilities and being sort of in the right place strategically on the battlefield than it is just spam your abilities and attack as fast as you can, because that doesn't really work. So that is pretty cool and pretty interesting, and that's why I say it's probably more, you know, heavily designed for consoles, because you know, you've got a controller, and that's not always the most precise thing. And it does have quite a bit of aim assist for the ranged things that you're doing, so that is another aspect of console games. But it is super fun from what I've played. If you're into sort of fighting-ish games in terms of action games, and if you are into sort of alternate lore, there's a lot of really cool lore to find, and the stuff they're doing with the vampires is very different than the traditional sort of vampire enemies. I got it on sale on Steam. I don't know if it's still on sale, but it was at an all-time low of 65% off. I got it for, I think, about $18. So I would say, you know, for anything probably under about $25, it definitely seems like it's worth it. I would say, you know, watch out for sales. It goes on sales fairly frequently because it is 2 years old. And then the other thing that just started yesterday is the new content for the small Destiny 2 sort of mini season, which is kind of mind-boggling that they've added this whole new social space and they've got shacks there with a bunch of special rewards and special reward tracks and things you unlock and sort of stuff to focus your drops. And it's all going away at the end of this mini season in like 2 months. It's seriously mind-boggling how much work the devs were told to do for this, and then they're just gonna make it go away. But that being said, the new activity, which is a sportball kind of activity, you're going and you're protecting a thing and you're building up special defenses for it, is effectively, I guess it's technically called a horde mode, but it is more like kind of a tower defense kind of thing where you're running around and you're setting up defenses in one phase and the bad guys run at you. So it's quite different for Destiny 2. I do like it quite a bit. I'll probably just stick to the 10 wave mode. Once you do that on normal, you unlock a secondary queue where you can queue for up to 50 waves on either normal or the special harder mode. I think they call it legendary. But I definitely wouldn't recommend that for, random queues. I don't even know if the legendary version would have a random queue. It would really surprise me if it did. But I like it quite a bit. It's pretty fun. You get some special rewards right now that, again, you know, they're going to disappear in 2 months, which is weird. But, you know, whatever, it's kind of average for Destiny these days. And that will hold us over until the big release of the new expansion in June, I think it is. But it seems pretty fun. I had a good time with the three runs I've done of it so far. But that's really all I have to talk about for games this time. I don't really have a whole lot for general life updates. I did finally do my taxes. I was kind of putting it off because I didn't expect to get anything. But much to my surprise, the forced retirement money that I took, I guess a while ago now, I don't even remember when I got it, but it has to have been sometime not too long ago, was actually taxed. And so that counts as, you know, income. But because it was only a few thousand dollars, it wasn't, you know, above my, you know, whatever this much income mark. And so I'm getting all of the tax money they took out back, which is not a huge amount of money, but it is enough that I have a couple hundred to cover what I was calculating out that I would be short on by the end of this year. And I have a little bit more, so I'll probably pay forward my web space stuff, which means I don't have to worry about that until the end of 2026 at this point, because it's been getting bumped ahead a little bit, so that is super good, because that is the most worrisome bill I have. And then sadly, I'll probably have to spend some of it on a keyboard and possibly some laptop repair. I'm going to try and put that off as long as I can, or not even do it if I don't have to. But I guess in the past few days or week, a couple of my keys have been not working right on the laptop. Most annoyingly, it is the D key has probably about a 40 to 60% failure rate. So any game that uses WASD, which is most of the games I play, is impossible to play because I can't go right at all. Also, the left shift key, which, you know, those games typically will use for run, has 100% failure rate, so I can't ever use that. And then the spacebar has a very, very low chance, like maybe 5% chance that the spacebar will not activate. So something like typing is okay-ish, you know, depends on the word. And if I remember to push shift with my right hand, you know, not a lot of words have D in them. So for that, it's usually okay-ish if I'm just doing something like, you know, posting on social pages, you know, it's just a little paragraph of text here and there, you know, it's not a big deal. But if I'm going to be typing a big, important, long thing, then yeah, it's definitely not good. So in either of those cases, I'll want to use my external keyboard, which I have one that's okay. It's big and heavy and did damage the screen on my laptop because it is a wired one. So I guess now part of the tax money will be used for getting a wireless one. So that should greatly decrease the chance of that happening. And like I said, hopefully I will not have to repair slash replace the built-in keyboard, but I don't know if it gets worse because it doesn't seem like it's something key-related. It seems like it's something, you know, electronic-related with the keyboard board. You know, if that starts to fail in other ways, you know, it could happen that I can't turn on my laptop because it is a keyboard-connected key to the power. So then I would, you know, be forced to change it. And that is not a thing I am willing to risk doing myself because there are half a dozen or more little tiny connection points in your laptop that if you, you know, break that ribbon or you remove it and then don't put it back, you know, just exactly right, you could break your laptop. So that is not a repair I am willing to risk. So I would have to, you know, send that into a shop to get fixed. So I would like to avoid that. But other than that, my life is pretty much the same. I guess I'm feeling okay-ish, not too sad or not too happy. I will probably be feeling a bit more happy when the money comes because then I'll have, you know, less critical things to worry about. But it's, you know, not a huge amount of money to be like, woo, I get to celebrate and not worry. You know, I still definitely have to worry. The only thing that's coming soon is No Rest for the Wicked Early Access. That comes in, I think, about a week. So I expect that should be super fun to talk about on next podcast. But outside of that, I can't think of anything else to say other than hopefully I'll see everybody next time. Okay, thanks, bye. You have been listening to Rabbit's Ramblings. If you would like to see the show notes or feed the bunny by sending a donation, you can find the show website at www.rabbit.com/podcast/rabbitsramblings.html. When you type Rabbit's Ramblings, don't use a space. If you would like to send me an email, you can do so at rabbit@rabbit.com. If you like my page, you can also post on Facebook at rabbit.com. You can follow me on YouTube at rabbitdot.com. I have a page on Patreon at www.patreon.com/rabbit1t. You can set up a monthly recurring subscription there at a price point of your choice. Be sure to put the number 1 in place of I anytime you type rabbit. Rabbit's Ramblings is copyright Eric Stryker, using a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Derivatives License, 2024.